Hey, Rams Nation, I'm Danny Kleppinger, and I'm here with Greg Robinson, and I'm excited to talk to you because we haven't checked in with the offensive line since OTAs started. So just give me a broad sense of how the offensive line is doing in these first couple OTA practices.
Oh, it hasn't been all so pretty, but we're coming along. It's good just that the camaraderie is there, everybody is back healthy, and just trying to get back on the field, back on the same page, pick up where we left off last year.
You guys definitely were bit by the injury bug last year. Do you feel like that's why you would say that it's not so pretty right now? Just a little rusty, guys getting back into the swing of things?
Yes, and I'm pretty sure it's not just our group, not to point out anything, but everybody is still getting back into the groove of things. But I feel like we got a long way to go. We're not quite there, but the beauty of that is that we don't play until September.
Let's talk about some of those guys that came back from injury. What's it like to have, you know, Roger back in the mix there, Jamon Brown? With the offensive line that we put out last year, I swear it kept changing every single game.
Yes, and it was a challenge week in, week out. You didn't know who was on side of who, what to expect. But it is a good feeling that everybody is back in their same positions and getting the proper reps that they're supposed to. A few guys are limited due to those injuries, but they're slowly getting back into the groove of things. I think it's a positive just to build on something and just wish that no injuries happen. But I think it's looking pretty good just to have them out there and just to have that feel.
Damn. Damn.
Tavon Austin just wanted to make him laugh in the middle of the interview. You can always count on that guy for a good little laugh, right?
Yeah, he can. I'm a brother.
So, Isaiah Battle's looking great. You're looking great. Are you losing some weight here?
I have. I lost like 5.
Okay, what is your goal? What are you aiming for? Are you still at it?
Yeah, my goal was to lose about 20, but I got a little time. I'll probably work on it a little more in the rest of this offseason when I leave here. But it's really just critiquing and being aware of what I put in my body. But I don't think it's going to be much of a challenge. I think I can do it.
I don't think people realize what a freak athlete you are. I've seen him after practice before leap over teammates. Am I wrong?
No, you're not lying.
I wish we had it on camera so that we could see it, right?
But I wish you did too.
just a freak of nature. Just a big athlete. Look at you. Is there anything you can't do?
I don't know. I don't want to put any limitations on myself.
Fair. Okay, talk to me a little bit about your goals for yourself this season. I know that this is a big season coming up for you, but I also know that you're one of those people that just wants to focus on the team. You're competitive, but what is it that you want to see out of yourself this year?
Really, just to step up and be a leader, be there for the team. Like I say, I don't want to put any limitations on myself, so the sky's the limit, I think. This is going to be one of the best years that I have, and it's all about how I prepare myself. I really look forward to it. I think it's going to be special.
I think Rams fans are looking forward to it, too. Thanks so much, G-Rod. I appreciate it.
No
Rams
problem.
Nation, stay right here on the Rams.com for more OTA coverage.